Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review or some stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Stars, reviews, and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this great conversation. So last week, we were talking about vacationing and how important vacationing is to each and every one of us. I told you that I would have a panel to discuss the different types of vacations. So I tried to get that together and some things fell through. So I was not able to get the panel together, but I still wanted to kind of dive into that conversation today about the types of vacation. So that's what I'm going to do. Oh my, where are we going? What do you pack? Honey, did you gas up the car or book the flight? What about the kids and their suitcases? What about my suitcase, your suitcase? Did you forget this or that? What about us, honey? When are we going to take a vacation? Girl, you know I'm ready for that girls' trip in June. Questions, questions, questions. Why are you tripping? It's just vacation time. When you begin planning vacation, are you pondering with all types of questions and who you are taking the vacation with? Sure you are. Is it going to be a family vacay, a couples vacay, or a girl or guy vacay? They all have their benefits. So today we are diving in to see how to manage it all and still have your sanity when planning the vacation you want and the vacation that will bring joy to your life.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 So I know you already know where we're starting. We are starting with family vacations. Are we there yet? I can hear the kids saying that right now. The planning for a family vacation alone takes a lot of patience and flexibility. Just think about the family vacations you have taken with immediate or extended family. The planning process was the hardest because there are so many opinions, and you as the planner will try to take it all in and plan the perfect vacation. I'm here to tell you, and some of you already know, just by you shaking your head as you listen to this podcast episode, that there is no such thing as perfection when it comes to planning a family vacation. According to Samantha Rodman from psychmom.com, family vacations are those vacations where you plan to smile a lot and eat a lot of stuff that you wouldn't necessarily eat and do things you wouldn't necessarily do. And the planning is so, so harsh. You will probably plan out vacations that involve theme parks to go to, educational museums to visit, zoos with lots of cute animals to see, and you will eat plenty of fast food and pizza and ice cream and tackle the lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my! Family vacations have you going from sunrise to sunset each and every day. You take the medicine cabinet with you because someone is going to have a tummy ache, a headache, they're going to vomit, and of course, the most famous one of all, the temper tantrums. At the end of each day, you are exhausted and you're ready to have a vacation from the vacation. You will ask yourself, why, oh, why did you plan such a tiring vacation? But you know why. It's about the family. Once you get back home, look at the pictures you took, the smiles on each and every person's face. What you would do is you will start the process all over again, planning for the next vacation adventure. So is it worthy? Is it worth your time and energy? Yes, sure it is. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. You have to put all the pieces together. And when it is done, you have the memories to keep you planning for the next one. Mom, are we there yet? Just in case you are planning your vacation, your next family vacation, here's my top three places to visit with family in the United States. Number one, my most favorite place, Walt Disney World, Orlando. Yes, the best place on earth. The imagination of the creators who bring the magic each day to Disney World have to be commended for a job well done. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, so I might be a little biased, but I can truly say that Disney World is worth the money and the exhaustion you will feel. The Magic Kingdom, Epcot Center, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach. I have been to them all. I loved them as a little girl, and I continue to love them today. There's something for everyone, from the young to the old. Number two is visit Washington, D.C., museums and education all in one place. Want your family to know some history? Well, Washington, D.C. is the place to be. There's so much culture and history to see. And it's also exhausting because of the walking you do. But I can truly say it's well worth it. The third place that I think you should visit as a family is the Grand Canyon National Park. It is a place to be if your family is adventurous. This is a place I want to visit, I think. I haven't visited yet. It looks so beautiful from afar. Yet, for me, it's a little too risky. However, if that is your cup of tea, then I say move forward to visiting the Grand Canyon National Park. Family vacations are all about the family. And for the family, it is the best days ever. Moving on to couples vacations. Couple vacations are the most rewarding. No kids, no extended family, just you and your honey boo. I love planning this type of vacation, whether it's with me and my hubby or other couples. A couple's vacation, you get to do things for yourself. You relax, you stay in and read and cuddle. You go on less intense sightseeing adventures, or maybe the most extreme sightseeing adventures you can get. You eat more healthy and you spend much needed time with your significant other that you don't have when you are back home dealing with daily chaos. You get to sleep in late. You order room service. You do adult things and you love every moment of your couple's vacation. I have noticed that when you are planning that couple's vacation, you are wanting to get as far away from where you live as possible. And sometimes that's out of the country. Why is that? I think it's because there's no turning back. The family will have to figure it out without you. You want to feel like you and the other couples that's on the vacation are disconnected from the world. Romance comes out and you are rejuvenating yourself. So these are my top three places to visit as couples. Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the place to be an adult. There's so much to see and do. I thought I wouldn't like it because Vegas is known for gambling. But no worries, if you're not a gambler like myself, there's so much to do outside of gambling. That's for me. And I forget that people are gambling all around me. Number two, couples love to be on some island somewhere. Jamaica, the Bahamas, the Virgin Islands, St. Lucia, and the list can go on and on. Who doesn't want to sit in a lounge chair on the beach, sipping on an umbrella drink and having a romantic dinner for two beachside? Yes, that's the way to do it. And if you can make it on an adult only resort, cruise or hotel, that's even better. And the third place for couples would be Sky High and Mountain Worthy. She'll be coming around the mountain when they come. That's right. Perfect spot for winter or summer. Vacationing with your boo. Romance and seclusion. No matter where you are, when you're high in the sky or in those mountains. The next type of trip is solo trips with the girls or with the guys. Most times when you're traveling with the girls or guys, these types of trips are adventurous. You have some daredevil kind of activities to dive into, and you're definitely all about self. These types of trips are less stressful because you're making decisions only about you. I call it living your best life and not worried about the next thing. My top three places to visit with the girls or when you're visiting, vacationing with guys. Number one, adult only resorts. Yes, that's right. Island life resorts, winter resorts, whatever type of resort, as long as they're only adults. Who wants to hear kids screaming, having temper tantrums when you on a solo trip? It's all about you, yourself, and I. Number two, any major city that has great nightlife is about a solo trip. Miami, New York, Vegas. Wow, major cities, great nightlife. And then number three is, of course, traveling abroad. Travel with groups. Travel with other guys or gals that are vacationing solo. I wouldn't plan these types of trips every year if you have a family, but I would not forget to have fun with friends too. So, to conclude this episode, I can say that vacationing is fun. You have to make a decision as to what type of vacation you will take, but no matter what you feel, you should save, you should plan, and you should take a vacation every year. It brings joy to your life. And of course, when you bring joy to your life, you are being good to yourself. BGTY. Oh, before we end the show, I have a call to action. So here it is. I want you, the BGTY Nation, to join my email list. Why? Because this way you can have something positive in your inbox once a week. I know how we get bogged down all the time with lots of emails about things that we don't want, but I can guarantee that you would want this email from me. Why? Because it's all about bringing joy to life. So let me pop into your email with something you can smile about or something that can bring joy to your life. Go over to my website at bringingjoytolife.com and join the email list, and I will start popping in your email, your inbox, once a week. You can also just click on the link in my show notes, and it will take you directly to my website. See you soon. Okay, BGTY Nation, it's been another great conversation with you. I look forward to the next week. Make sure you subscribe for free to my podcast so you don't miss a week. Next week is my last week. It will be episode 12, and then I will be off for 1 month, and we will come back with season 4. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me using my website email. Join my email list so I can pop in your inbox with some positive blurbs and always good news. Check out past episodes and share this episode with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. Again, I will see you next week, BGTY Nation. Have a good one.